Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We have a story now about one man's dedication to transforming a local library. It's a prison library, and the inmates are the beneficiaries of his dedication. WBUR's Simone Rios takes us to Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
The inmates at Barnstable County Jail have a saying, do the time, don't let the time do you.
And what that means is, you know, I know we're in jail, but do positive things while we're in here as opposed to just sulking about why we're in here, making excuses of why we're in here.
For John Sheehan, that means focusing on something he loves, reading. On a recent day, he sat in the jail library next to several staff members. It's in a small carpeted room, walls lined with oak bookshelves divided into genres. Young adult, fantasy, nonfiction.
I gear towards fiction. Fiction really takes me away. You know, it's kind of a way of escaping. I probably shouldn't use that word in here, but you know what I mean. To escape, to take my mind away, I guess I could say.
Over the last months of his year-long stint in jail, Sheehan has come to know a local librarian named Brian Stokes. He volunteered to help county officials organize the jail's library, something he's had experience doing at Rikers Island in New York City. The jail hadn't had a librarian on staff since the pandemic, and you could tell by looking at the disorganized stacks of books.
When you have just this giant blob of fiction, you know, it can be overwhelming. People don't really know where to start, so genre is important, subsections are important.
There's also a new sheriff in Barnstable County, Donna Buckley, a Democrat who replaced a Republican sheriff of 24 years. During his tenure, inmates could only pick books from a cart that staff would roll around the jail. Now they get to visit the library for 20 minutes a week. Sheriff Buckley says the collaboration with the Falmouth Public Library is part of her broader focus on rehabilitation and education.
There are going to be many more opportunities for us to use the library in a way that is transformative, both while people are here, and most importantly, how will it help when people are released?
Many people in county jails are awaiting trial. Those serving sentences are here for a maximum of 2.5 years. More serious convictions result in state or federal prison time. But even a few months behind bars can feel like an eternity.
There's mostly some Patterson. We had some requests for true crime. Always requests for Colleen Hoover, like massively popular.
Every week, Stokes walks into the jail with a brown paper bag. Inside are books requested by inmates, titles he's been able to find thanks to donations from local readers. He says fantasy series are particularly popular. The main criteria is that the books be soft-covered. Hardcovers can be used to fashion weapons or hide contraband. But Stokes is focused on the ideas in the books and what libraries can offer on the outside.
When you get out of an incarceration setting, you haven't been paying your bills, maybe, and you don't have somewhere to live or whatever. Everything up is down, you know. The library can be sort of a reliable place where you can go that doesn't cost money to be there, that provides you with tons of access to all the information you need.
In some countries, prisoners' access to books is treated as a human right. A study by the United Nations reports that in Norway and Finland, wardens have to give library access to all prisoners. In 2012, Brazil began allowing prisoners to reduce their sentences by reading books. Here in Massachusetts, libraries vary widely at every county jail and prison. A larger facility, like the House of Corrections in Boston, has 20,000 books and 50 periodicals, as well as 2 full-time librarians. In jail libraries with no librarians, the job can fall to outside volunteers like Stokes. And without people like him, some advocates say libraries can fall into disarray. Back at the Barnstable County Jail, Tiana Hutchinson spends hours in her cell each day with a book in her hands.
It's a life-changing experience. Something I wouldn't have expected to get out of this, but just truly amazing to be able to read this much and have this much time to completely indulge myself into a book.
Just past her 21st birthday, Hutchinson was convicted of vehicle homicide for her role in a head-on crash. She says time behind bars much of which she spends with characters like Scout Finch and Jay Gatsby, leads her to reflect on how she wants to live when she gets out.
This can happen to anybody you know in life. And I just hope that someday I can use what I know and what I've been through to help somebody else do better and learn from maybe not even their own mistakes, from my mistakes.
By itself, a library won't change Hutchinson's life. But she says books are making her a better person than the one who first walked into this jail in handcuffs. For Here and Now, I'm Simone Rios.